Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and I've got Martita Stanton with me today on the program. Hello, Martita.
Hey, Kevin. How are you doing? Hi, everybody.
Yeah, so glad you joined us today. She's a regular on the program now. We don't even stall anymore to try to intro you in or any of that. Just jump right in the game. We are here today hoping and believing that God is going to speak to you.
Yes.
He is going to share something with you today that will be relevant for your life today. Not something that, you know, you needed to hear 20 years ago, but something you need for today. And we bring topics and things like that to you on the program, and we are believing for life change to happen through you and for you and in you. We want to see the Word of God come to life in a modern world, and we want to see people's lives touched by you and other people who are just getting on fire for the Word of God.
Yes, yes. We want to light up that fire. We want to put logs in the fire. If you don't have a fire, we want to start it. And if you have it going, we just want to build on it.
Sure. I'm a gas guy, so I want to throw gas on it.
Let's make it quick. But you know, that wood smells so good.
It does.
You know?
You know? Yeah. You know, just having a smoker or something like that when you just cook something, you know, with the oak or the hickory, it's nice.
It's a sweet smell.
It is. So, all right, let's be on fire for God today. What is our topic going to be today, Miss Martita? What are you thinking? What are you wanting to talk about?
Okay, so let me explain a little bit.
All right.
Because this is something the Lord has put on my heart. It's been a few years now. Yeah, it's been years.
It's been stewing in there?
Yes, it's been stewing is there, and mainly is bringing all the believers together.
Right.
And a lot of times people say, well, who's going to heaven? This church, that church? And the bottom line is, who's going to church? I mean, who's going to heaven?
Yeah. So the topic today is, who's going to go to heaven?
That's right.
Right. Well, you know, it's obviously the Baptist folks.
Well, it depends.
Or
who
maybe
you ask.
It's the Methodists.
It could be Catholics.
Yeah.
You never know. I mean, if
we're the non-denominational denomination at Lighthouse, so
that's right.
We probably must be the only ones that are going.
That's the bottom. Well, let's find out who's going to heaven.
Okay, who's going to heaven? You guys ready to learn?
I'm excited.
Me too. Let's figure
it
out.
I'm excited.
So let's start in the scripture of all scriptures.
Yes. Let's go to John 3:16-17.
All right.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
Nice. So I think we can find one key. I think there's a couple of different keys that we're going to kind of expose today to actually give us what it is that actually allows us to go to heaven.
That's right.
Okay.
And that's the first step.
And so what's the key in this verse that you see, Martita, that would say, if you're going to be a person that goes to heaven in accordance with the scripture, what must you do?
You have to believe in Jesus Christ,
right,
the Son of the Father.
That's so good. So whoever believes in him.
That's right. That's the first step.
You know, I think that's where we mess up so many times in the church, is we come up with all these beliefs. And really, we say, well, if you don't dress right, or if you don't do this, I believe you're not going to make it. Or
yes,
if you don't believe in this particular doctrine, like water baptism, or if you don't believe in tongues, or if you don't believe in all these different things.
Or if you don't have all the sacraments done.
Right.
You know, you have to fulfill all these things to be able to go to heaven. But the word says that whoever believes in him, which is Jesus,
right,
shall not perish but have eternal life.
I know. That seems too easy.
It is. It's so simple.
I mean, are we really overcomplicating it in the church?
I know. It's
I think
a shame.
We are. Yeah. I think we're making it more complicated than it is. God is just looking for somebody who, through simple faith, will believe in the finished work of his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for each and every one of them. And it was all because God loved you that he did it.
You know what I love? God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world.
Right.
He sent him to save the world. So when we go out there with the Bible and hit people over the head and says,
right,
you're going to hell if you don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he wants people to come to him because of love.
Right.
Not out of fear.
Right.
Yes, it's true. If you don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're going to end up in hell. But are you accepting him out of fear? Or are you accepting him because you want to get to know him?
Right.
And because of the love of the Lord? Are we sharing that love to people that they will go, I want what you got?
Right.
Versus getting in because of fear.
Yeah.
You know?
So let's dig around a little bit more. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17 says this, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God. First, the believers who have died will rise from their graves. Then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever." So the key word here is the believers.
Yes.
What does that mean? What does it mean to be a believer? Says anybody who believes in him will not perish in John 3:16. Now it's saying, okay, so now you're a believer. What does that mean?
When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, okay, it's saying, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven. He lived a perfect life. He never sinned. He was born of a virgin, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this was a virgin woman.
Mm-hmm.
He died. He rose 3 days later, and now he's in heaven. We need to believe that. That's an absolute.
Right.
That we need to believe. That's what the word says.
Sure.
And when we accept that and we repent and say, Lord, I have sinned.
Sure.
I'm not perfect like Jesus was. I have sinned. I accept your gift of salvation. Please be my Lord and Savior.
Right.
You become a believer.
That's good. You know, I want to talk about, you said absolutes. You know, I think there's a lot of, you know, things that we look at from the perspective of the church that brings division. It brings separation.
Yes.
And it's keeping us not necessarily from going to heaven, but it's keeping us from being in unity with each other as
yes.
believers. And that's where the real power is. So what would be some examples of absolutes? Let's throw that out there for people. This is like, if you don't believe an absolute, then you are not a believer.
Correct.
Right? So I would say one would be that Jesus is God.
Yes.
It's an absolute.
Definitely.
The Holy Spirit is God.
And it says it in John 3:16.
Right.
You must believe that Jesus is the Son of the Father.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he is one with the Father.
What would be another absolute?
He was born of a virgin.
There you go.
Absolute.
It doesn't. The gospel doesn't work any other way. You see, as an absolute, Mary had to be a virgin because Jesus had to be sinless.
Correct.
He could not be recreated and born into this world except through a virgin, through an immaculate conception by the Holy Spirit. Jesus was created and was brought forth as the Word becoming flesh. Right? He was born as a baby. He lived a life as a baby, but he
yes.
lived the perfect life because he was not caught in sin's trap like the rest of humanity was. After Adam sinned, it said all had sinned from that point on. You know, sin was passed down through each one of them. And then through Christ, it was the new creation. I just preached on this. And Jesus was the new creation. And through him, God brought, you know, the second Adam, which would be a heavenly man, into the earth. Through faith, we could receive him. And that's an absolute.
And I want to add to
he
that.
Has to be born of a virgin.
So for the ones that don't know, sin was transferred through the blood.
Right.
So sin came through Adam. And when a husband and wife have a baby, the blood comes from the male.
Right.
The blood female type. And the baby's blood never get together. They never touch each other.
Yeah.
The blood comes from the male only.
That's amazing.
Therefore, she was able to have the baby because there was no blood coming from the male
right.
into the woman. It came from the Holy Spirit created, which was the pure right. blood of the Father.
So the blood was pure.
There's no sin in
sinless.
It.
Sinless. And that's why Jesus was an acceptable sacrifice.
And so if
cross.
You doubt it, when Adam was created, he was created with the perfect blood.
Sure. So I think a lot of division, though, comes into the church through preferences.
Exactly.
These are things that don't necessarily hinder our salvation. It's a
Correct.
Preference.
Correct.
You know, some churches say you can't have long hair, you know, where women can't wear pants or things like that. You just see all kinds of things like that. And it's just preferences, guys. So we can't sit here and be divided over preferences in our life.
We and you know what is amazing? It's okay
church.
To have the preferences because otherwise we will be boring.
Sure.
We have so many different personalities.
Oh, yeah.
And we have so many different tastes. It is nice for somebody to go to one church because they play this type of music and this other church plays this type of music and you can feel comfortable in either church because
sure.
you're still worshiping the Lord.
Right.
That's the thing. We
well,
need
I
to
like
understand.
Hymns. Well, I like worship music.
Exactly.
Well, I like heavy metal. We actually have a heavy metal service at Lighthouse Church.
And I thought,
it's called God's Rock.
I went to visit
Saturday
it,
night.
And I thought it was awesome because it was, they let it loose. They were worshiping, and the lyrics were amazing, and they're doing more than some that just whisper. They just let it loose,
yeah,
you know?
For sure.
They were worshiping the Lord with all their might.
Yeah.
And that's the key is, all of us need to worship one, Christ, and worship him with all our hearts and not start criticizing others, but go, wow, this is awesome that we are all worshiping the Lord in different ways and styles.
Right.
And that's okay.
But we don't do that. We
no.
beat each other up. We say, you're of the devil, and just keep, you know, beating everybody down instead of let's all work together in unity and let's win the world
exactly
for Jesus.
And that's the enemy loves that because he sees the division.
Yeah.
While the Lord wants us to be together as one.
Sure. So we've seen in John 3:16 that whoever believes in him, you know, is a criteria to go to heaven. And then from 1 Thessalonians, it's the believers. In Matthew 23:30-31, look at this one. It's another name of the same thing. It says, and then at last the sign that the Son of Man is coming will appear in the heavens, and there will be deep mourning among all the people of the earth, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with the mighty blast of a trumpet, and they will gather his chosen ones.
Amen.
From all over the world, from the farthest ends of the earth and heaven.
I love that. The chosen ones. And who are they?
Yeah.
The believers. It's not a specific church denomination because it's all the world. So if you go to around the world, you're going to have completely different denominations and churches. The key is, are you saved?
Sure.
Are you a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ? That is the key. That makes you a chosen one.
Sure. So how do we become a chosen one? Let's talk about that for a minute. How can somebody who's listening to this broadcast right now, who maybe doesn't know Jesus, become one of the chosen ones in the world? What is it that they have to do? What is required of them to become a believer, to be a chosen one?
Let me read to you Romans 10:9-13. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scriptures tells us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Wow. So I guess what I'm saying to each and every one of you out there is all you have to do to be saved and to go to heaven is call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I think we overcomplicate it.
Yes.
It's just simply calling on his name. Well, what do you do to call on his name? It says anybody who trusts him. Well, what does that mean to trust the Lord? You know, the Bible says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. What does it mean to trust the Lord? It means that you have accepted in your heart and believed that the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross was real.
Yes.
That it really happened. He really was born of that virgin. Those absolutes start kicking in.
Yes.
You know, he really is God, and he really was made in the form of man and was perfect in every way. And in his perfection, he was sacrificed for your sins.
He took all the sins in his body so we can be forgiven. Then he died, but he rose from the dead. And that's the difference. All the other ones God said they have out there, they all died. They never came back to life.
Right.
But Jesus came back to life. And now he's sitting at the right side of the Father. He is the only one. He is the only one.
So when we call on his name, guys, we're going to call on the name of the Lord and be saved, right?
Yes.
All that means is that you are saying, Jesus, I believe in you. I believe what you did. I believe it was for me. And I'm receiving that and accepting that as the sacrifice. That's called faith.
Yes.
It's called faith. It's pretty simple. Faith brings us into salvation.
That's right.
You can't be good enough.
No science to it. No formula. That is all you have to do, but it has to be from your heart.
You know, I always think about the Ten Commandments when I look at simple faith and believing in Jesus. The first thing people are going to go to and religion is going to go to are those Ten Commandments. Well, God gave the Ten Commandments. We must obey them. No, I'm here today to tell you that God gave us the Ten Commandments because he knew we couldn't obey them and that it would put us in a position of having to make a simple faith, trusting decision in Jesus Christ as our Savior, because apart from him, we can do nothing.
That's right.
You know, he is the one who has set us free.
So in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
Yeah.
We can't earn it. There's nothing we can do to earn it.
You can't
behave
enough.
Jesus did it all. And when he was on the cross, he says, it is finished.
Right.
He did everything.
It's a finished work.
Yes, he did everything we needed to be reconciled to the Father, to be able to have salvation, to be able to have eternal life, to have a relationship with him, and to be able to later, you know, be baptized in the Holy Spirit. But the moment you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit.
Right. You're saved.
Yes, you are saved. You can die right there and you're going
saved,
to heaven.
You get to go to heaven.
That's right. But you know, meanwhile, while we're down here, we have communion with him. He provides peace, healing, protection, provision. When I go to heaven, I won't need all that. It's all provided there.
Right.
He sent that here, so we have it here as believers.
Yeah.
He does not leave us alone. Now we're living our life with the Lord Jesus Christ right with us.
Yeah. I think a lot of people out there are battling against the enemy who is trying to keep them from going to heaven. And what he's doing is he is pulling the darkness over their eyes. He's trying to blind them. He's trying to mislead them. You know, Satan is real. He's as real as Jesus is. And was. And, you know, we have got to fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
Putting on our armor, standing against the schemes of the devil who is trying to deceive us into not believing that Jesus is who he says that he is. because he knows it's a simple faith situation. And through simple faith, we can believe and be instantly saved and restored in our lives. So his goal is that we would never have that faith. So he puts us on a trail, puts us on a place in our life where we just get totally distracted and never think about it. Living a life of sin, just wiped out, you know, just never even considering any of this that we're talking to you about today. Somebody may be listening today that you've never heard this, you've never considered this, and I'm here today to tell you that this is the gospel, this is the truth.
This is the
good
news.
Of the word of God. This is the good news. It's simple.
Yes.
And you can receive eternal life and go to heaven by simply believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and giving your heart and life to him and saying, God, I'm not perfect, but I know that you've made me perfect by the sacrifice of your life and through the washing of your blood. I have been freed from sin, and now I want to live my life for you. So guys, we hope you're enjoying this topic today, and we are believing that all of you will now go to heaven, and we're going to take a quick break and come talk a little bit more about that.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853. Awesome in this place. Jesus, you are awesome
in this place.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful.
What's going on, everybody? Pastor Kevin here with God's Rock. Just wanted to let you know that Friday the 13th, we're going to be in Cocoa Village. We're bringing in a hard rock band, The Protest, with special guest Marshall Huffman. Friday, October the 13th. That's right, Friday the 13th. We're going to rock the hell out of you. at the Community Activity Center located at 215 Oak Street in Cocoa, Florida, right in the traffic circle there at Cocoa Village. Come on down. It's free admission. Showtime is 7 p.m. You don't want to miss the protest. For more information, go to 321-749-7234 or look us up at godsrock.life. That's godsrock.life. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, you're listening to Turn the Light on 91.5 FM and on our podcast at ourlighthouse.net. It's Pastor Kevin here with Martita Stanton, and we're just talking about, you know, who's going to heaven? Who's going to heaven?
That's right.
Let's read another scripture. And, you know, I believe that, you know, we are all part of one body, but we're all different, Martita.
Yes, we
are believers, and not everybody's going to believe exactly the same. Not everybody's going to look like an eye, a nose, a thumb, whatever. You know, we have got differences about us, but we are all believers. But read this scripture, and I want to talk a little bit about it.
Okay, this is Romans 12, 3 through 9 in New Living Translation. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you're better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body and we all belong to each other.
You know, Martita, I see all the different denominations. I see all the different, you know, types of churches and types of worship and hymns and, you know, modern worship songs and even rock worship, country music. Everybody has preferences.
Yes.
But we are all believers and we are all part of the body of Christ. So we've got to get past this whole, well, you're different than me, so I'm going to say you're not of God and I am.
That's right. That's
it's not like that.
No. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. We're a family.
We've got to get that out of the way. In this last day that we're living, it's going to be imperative that we as believers stick together. Because I assure you, the enemy's coming for us.
Yes.
And the enemy wants to stomp out every aspect of the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he doesn't want us sharing it. He doesn't want us teaming up, getting together and making things happen. And that's got to end.
Yes, we have to make a difference in this world. And we have to do it as one. We are all ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have to love each other, which is what he said, to love each other, stick together, encourage each other, and go out there together.
So guys, we hope that you can take the inspiration of this program and walk in unity with every believer out there, Catholics, Baptists, Lutherans, Methodists, Presbyterian, non-denominational, Pentecostals. We need to all work together to be the body of Christ. Yes, are we a little different? That's fine. God's got a place for us, but let's move in unity and see God do something incredible in these last days. We hope you enjoyed the program today. God bless you guys. It's Kevin and Martita.
Have a blessed day.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marathon, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.